It's the end of the workday, and you call me into your office. As I walk in, you're sitting at your desk, finishing up a call. I quietly close the door behind me and walk forward. You ignore me, because business always comes first with you. As you hang up the phone, you write some notes, not bothering to glance my way. I know what game you play. My body starts to tremble with impatience and excitement. I vibrate with hunger the longer you make me wait. Imagining what you will do to me, my nipples grow sensitive and harden against my blouse. I feel alive. You finally acknowledge me, your eyes dark with need. I take in a shaky breath. You stand and walk around to the front of your desk and lean against it, arms crossed. Without a word, you motion to me to lift my skirt. There are rules I am to follow, and one of them is a matching bra and panties. From the look on your face, I'm glad I disobeyed. My hands move to the side of each hip and grip my skirt. Slowly, I bunch the fabric in my hands, revealing what is hidden. I lick and bite my lips with anticipation as I reveal to you how naughty, naughty I've been. Lust fills your eyes as you sharply inhale. I can see your mind wandering to the best way to punish me, and glad to be able to after a long day. I feel the cool air against my hot little cunt as you sternly ask me why I'm not wearing my panties. I know the rules. Only you get to take them off. You swiftly walk towards me. I feel the warmth of your body in front of me, your breath against my cheek. You're not touching, but I feel touched. I feel dizzy with want and need. Shaking, my hands gripping my skirt and my pussy bare for you, I feel the loud smack of your hand below. I gasp, then another. Each time, I feel the sting as your hand bites into my pussy flesh. Already you can feel how wet I am. You know I've broken more than just one rule. You inquire if there are any other rules I have disregarded as you slide your fingers up my wet slit and hook your fingers deep inside. Your fingers begin to rub against my G-spot, making me moan in pleasure. You slowly start to move back towards the chair behind your desk, your fingers still in my wet cunt. I follow obediently, so aroused by your firm yet gentle touch. Too soon, you remove your fingers, and I whimper in need. Your hand grips my chin. I can smell my pussy juice on your fingers. You smirk, release my chin, and tell me to have a little taste. My mouth opens as you slide your fingers inside. My tongue swirling around to get it all. I moan. As you go to remove your hand, I gently bite the pad of your fingers and you growl. You swiftly unbutton your sleeves and fold them back. Graceful like a lion, you move to sit on your chair behind your desk. I tentatively walk towards you at your command, unzip my skirt and let it fall to the floor. Unbuttoning my blouse, it slides from my body. I'm standing next to you. Impatient, you grab my arm and lay me across your lap. I feel the first sting as your hand strikes my ass. My eyes close in sweet ecstasy. It hurts so fucking bad, but it's a pain I crave. My body starts to seize in this pleasure pain. My ass feels like it's on fire, and my cries have turned to sobbing. I beg and beg, not knowing if I'm asking for it to cease or for redemption. Eventually, your hand stops and you caress my ass. I feel the pain keenly and whimper. You and I both know I will feel this ache tomorrow when I sit at my desk, a reminder of my misdeeds. Your hand reaches below to my cunt. I'm completely, completely soaked. You lightly touch my pussy lips, just to tease. I feel the hardness of your cock against my belly as you play. Groan my name. You growl as you look at your work and slap my ass one more time. I cry out as my body reacts, feeling my pussy clench with the sting, yearning for you to stop teasing me and fill me with your cock. You pull me up by my hair, off your lap, and bend me over at the desk. I'm panting with need, the fiery heat that consumes me. My face is flat against the coolness of your desk. I can hear the movements of your belt buckle being loosened, and the whisper of your zipper as the teeth grind against each other. Breathless, I feel the slight brush of your cock against my thigh. And I groan. The head, and then the shaft of your cock slowly rubbing against my dripping wet cunt, teasing me. I whimper and buck my hips to reach you. I want this torture to end. I want to feel you. I want that fucking cock and my fucking cunt. Suddenly, I feel the sudden plunge of your cock inside me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I feel dizzy. My cries are getting louder and louder. I feel the sting of my ass every time your thighs and hips hit. Fuck. Oh, fuck. So deep. So hard. Oh, you thrust into me. My eyes tightly shut, my mouth slightly open in a silent cry. I feel flushed, my breast and face sweetly red. I gasp, you pull my hair back. Your other hand surrounds my throat. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Your cock, fucking me. Everything hurts and it feels so fucking good. My pussy clenches around your cock. And I let go, a scream. Still shaking. You plunge again, your body straining as you curse and come. I feel that delicious throb of your cock as you empty deep, deep inside me. Your body over mine. I can feel the pinch of your buttons from your shirt against my back. Out of breath and panting, you caress my skin, your teeth coming down to my shoulder for a bite. Fuck me, that's